Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now, Ben, on the buyersafety.com hotline.
Oh, I guess we don't. First of all, I want to thank my smoking hot wife right here, Sarah Carthel.
Yes, that is some of the audio that caught our attention. Right now, the new head coach of the football program out at Stephen F. Austin in Nacogdoches, Coach Colby Carthel. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great. How are you guys this afternoon?
Man, we're doing really well, and you made our day. We had some listeners send us your audio, and it got us fired up, man. We like the type of coach that gets everybody fired up, makes them want to run through a wall. So we thought we'd have you on and kind of get to know you a little bit more, and just thought it was great the way you kind of got the party started by thanking your wife. We're, you know, Skin and I are married guys. We got to thank our smoking hot wives. But what'd she make of that compliment?
Well, she's kind of used to it by now because I probably embarrass her every time they stick a mic in front of me. But she's my best recruit ever, so I like to brag on her every chance I get and everything. So, but it was a fun press conference, getting things kicked off the right way, and excited about the future of SFA football.
Yeah, now, Coach, I only got to hear the audio. I didn't see the video to match it, but it sounded like you had your boys up on stage. What are their names?
They were right there in front row. Major's fixing turn four, and my little son Bear is 9 months old. So they are quite the duo right now. And I'm an older parent, I guess. My wife and I married 12 years before we figured it all out. So I'm 42 years old with a couple little ones at the house.
Yeah, no, we can relate. That's good to know. Now, are those boys at least Major? Is he fully aware of football, and is he football crazy yet?
He knows I coach football, and his mom coaches volleyball, so he says he's going to be a basketball coach. But he's primed up and ready. We had worked and worked and worked for him to say what his favorite color was. It's supposed to be purple, but he always says pink. So I decided just to go with the Go Lumberjacks there instead of embarrassing us all with him calling his favorite color pink.
We are talking to Colby Carthel, the new head football coach at Stephen F. Austin, and I have a buddy who is a he is an athletic director. We were talking about it, and he just loved everything you were saying. He's like, that's what you want your coach to sound like when he gets up at the podium. So I want to hear your philosophy as you're going into that speech, because there's a lot of passion.
Well, you know, I think it's you know, a place that we're taking over that, you know, is maybe, you know, need to get everybody on the same team, you know, or pushing the rock in the same direction. So just kind of wanted to challenge everybody that was – there, and we had a great crowd there, and I guess evidently there's been quite a few see it online, social media, and what have you with today's media and whatnot. But you know, everybody's got to do their part. You know, grab an axe and start swinging if you're a lumberjack out there, and we can all do something to help the football program or help the school. You know, it doesn't have to be football. You can help the band, the English department, the business school. Let's just all, you know, get behind this thing and get ahead in the right direction and take this program to the top.
Yes, sir. Hey, I want to go back to your kids' names real quick, because I grew up in a small town. You might have heard of Olney. You know Olney.
Yeah, just southwest of Childress out there in the middle of nowhere. So I know all about Olney.
That's right. It's my hometown, and one of my best friends growing up was named Bear. But his first name was Ted. So we call him Teddy Bear or whatever. But so is Bear, is that his first name, or what's
that's his first
what's the
name?
Middle
name? That's Bear Riggs, R-I-G-G-S.
So, and what about Major?
Major is Major Ridge, R-I-D-G-E. So we're very unique names. We figured them both out about halfway through delivery, I think it was. So, but we gave them tough names. So hopefully. They grow up right, and everybody make fun of them, and they'll be tough and ready for this whole world. Not going to be soft.
Oh, God, I love this. We're talking to Coach Colby Carthel of the Lumberjacks down there. Okay, so what is your football journey, Coach? How did you get to this point?
Well, I played football in the Lone Star Conference at Angelo State, and then coached six years at Abilene Christian. Coached for Gary Gaines there. Of y'all may know him as Billy Bob Thornton from Friday Night Lights.
Yes, sir.
He was our head coach and had a great time there. And then went up and was the defense coordinator at West Texas A&M for my dad, who was the head coach. We had the most successful program in the state of Texas over an eight-year period. And then got the head job out at Texas A&M Commerce in 2013 and took over a program that was down and out, been 1-9, and we turned it around pretty quick and won four championships, ended up with a national championship there in 2017, and just had a lot of great players, a lot of great coaches, and some great support there, and that, you know, led to this opportunity down in Nacogdoches.
So when you said, "I want to thank my smoking hot wife," was that an homage to Talladega Nights?
Well, I'm sure it was. I've actually never even seen that movie. That's almost embarrassing.
Wow, that's even better.
Y'all may think I'm from Russia, but I know I've heard people say it before, and that's the way I introduced her at the press conference when I got the job in commerce, and everybody knew it was coming this time. But she's a beauty, so I'm gonna keep praising her.
I love it. Hey, Coach, you said something else, and I'm going to paraphrase here, but it was something to the effect of, all right, if any of you players out there are unhappy in your current programs, come on. We want you in Nacogdoches. You can come be a Lumberjack. I'm paraphrasing there, but I want to give you a chance to put that in your own words.
Well, just there's a lot of kids out there, you know, playing, you know, big-time Division I football, and they're not getting to play, and it's not the experience they thought it was, and so I just, you know, extending an invitation. Hey, if you're not happy in your current situation, get your release. Give us a holler. We're looking for players. You know, we're gonna build this thing with recruiting. I'm standing right now in the weight room at Carthage High School. I passed my recruiting test this morning, and this is my first stop out on the road. And we're gonna build it, you know, from East Texas out. But we're gonna recruit the whole state of Texas, and we're looking for guys that want to come in. Be a part of something special and build this championship program from the ground up. So, heck, maybe they're tuning into this show and they'll give us a holler and transfer down and get ready to win some football games out here in the Piney Woods.
God, I love that. Kyler Murray's listening right now and is getting
well,
all fired up,
Coach.
Well,
it'd be a double transfer. He'd have to sit a year. I need somebody that's ready to play right now.
So, oh, okay, yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
Sorry,
we don't have time for Kyler.
Yeah, yep. Stay there at OU.
Pass his test.
All right, so Coach, we have our midday show here on the station is called the G-Bag Nation. It's a great show, a lot of good football talk, and one of the guys on the show is a former Abilene Christian wide receiver. Now he didn't play a whole lot out there. He didn't finish out there, but he was out of Allen, kind of a rangy white guy named Jeff Cavanaugh. Do you in your memory banks remember a white wide receiver about 04-05 named Jeffrey Cavanaugh by any chance?
I remember that name. I'm having a hard time drawing a face. I just remember a slow white receiver that played scout team and we had to yell at all the time.
That's him, Coach. Good job. Yeah. You nailed it.
Nailed it.
An amazing memory.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. You made fans out of us. We like coaches that are real, that are authentic, and that don't act any different in front of the podium. You seem to be the same way in front of the podium that you are in the locker room, that you are in the recruiting. Out there in folks' homes, so we dig that. We're fans of yours, and now we're fellow Lumberjacks here in DFW. All right.
Well, I sure appreciate it. You guys can help out and pick up an axe and start swinging. Let's spread the news and get this program. We're gonna take it to the top. But appreciate y'all having me on, and I'll be back anytime you have me.
Thank you, Coach. Go kick that ass, brother.
All right, my man. Go Jacks. See you later.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yes. Thank you, Coach.
Nice.
Yes.
So what do we
do?
Okay, so listen.
That is so great.
That is so great. You know what we need? We need I know a lot of our listeners love local high school football. If you're listening out there in DeSoto, maybe anywhere in the South Dallas, West Dallas area, maybe you're up there in the Northern Burbs, maybe you're in my neck of the woods in Allen where just about everybody gets a scholarship. Maybe you're up there in Grapevine, maybe South Lake area. If any of you are listening – and you want your kid or you want a kid that you watch at high school to go have an incredible college career, let's steer him over to the Lumberjacks and coach.
Yeah.
Coach Carthel there.
Mean, you should do your research and make sure you look at the positions and,
I want him to have a recruiting problem. I want him to have too many kids on his hands. I want kids transferring out of Stephen F because they don't have enough playing time because everyone is now going. Yeah. I mean, dude, we could not create a character in the lab that is better than that guy.
No, and dude, he said, I want to thank my smoking hot wife, and he hadn't seen Talladega Nights.
That's so great.
It's just authentic. It's just real.
That's my dude right there.
And then he nailed the transfer question on Kyler Murray. He's like, yeah, you passed that test easy.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing. God, that's so great. I texted Jeff before the show, and I just to find out, I was like, Jeff, when did you go to college? Were you in there the same time period that Coach Carthel was there? And he said, Jeff was there from 04-05. I said, so do you know a Coach Carthel? And he said, I know that name was there. That's all he said.
Yeah.
He didn't – like, that's amazing. And then he remembered that Jeff probably on the scout team makes a lot of sense.
Right.
He called him a slow wide receiver. And Jeff will tell you in flag football, he's not burning people. He's just routing people up. He's a good route.
And who knows how many knee surgeries he had had at that point. He might have been doing scout while rehabbing his knee.
He authentically really – remember Jeff.
So yeah. Great.
A tall, slow guy. Had to yell out a lot.
Awesome. Well, man, that was great. Thank you for getting him, KT.
Yeah, well done.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.